This is our analysis of Shopify's third quarter earnings results.
Okay.
You clearly want the full download on how this commerce giant is doing.
Yeah.
And you sent over a whole stack of info.
I did.
Press releases, earnings call transcripts, even an analyst summary. Let's unpack it all.
Sounds good.
Shopify's Q3 press release is shouting about some pretty impressive numbers. 5 straight quarters of GMV growth over 20%. That's unheard of in traditional retail. What's the secret sauce here?
What's fascinating is they're not just keeping pace with e-commerce growth.
Right.
They're defining it. This consistent performance suggests they've tapped into something fundamental.
Okay.
It's not just about attracting new businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's about providing the tools and the ecosystem for those businesses to thrive. Look at the growth in their Shopify Plus customers. These are the bigger players who are doubling down on the platform.
And it's not just online, right? They're blurring the lines between the digital and physical worlds.
Yeah.
Offline GMV is up 27% year over year. They're making it seamless for businesses to operate across all channels, which is becoming the gold standard in retail these days.
Exactly. This omnichannel approach is a game changer. And their success in specific verticals like health and beauty, food and beverage, apparel, it paints a picture of a platform that's adaptable and meeting diverse needs.
Okay, let's talk about innovation.
All right.
The press release is practically bursting with new features launched this quarter.
Uh-huh.
Automated sales tax filing, those AI-powered replies in Shopify inbox, expanded tax support for the UK and EU. Are they trying to become the operating system for all of commerce?
It's a smart strategy.
Okay.
Think about it. If you're a busy entrepreneur, the less time you spend on back-end tasks like taxes and customer service,
right,
the more time you have to focus on what really matters, growing your business. These new features streamline operations and remove friction, making Shopify incredibly sticky for merchants.
Speaking of sticky, that data migration tool is nuts.
Ah.
They're boasting about one company moving 44,000 SKUs in under 3 minutes.
Wow.
That's faster than it takes me to order a pizza.
This is where the rubber meets the road. Migrating data is often the biggest hurdle when switching platforms, especially for large businesses. Shopify's proprietary tools leverage cloud infrastructure and parallel processing to achieve these speeds, minimizing downtime and risk for merchants. It's a huge competitive advantage, especially when they're going after those enterprise clients.
All right, so the press release paints a pretty rosy picture.
Yeah.
But let's get a reality check.
Sure.
What are the analysts saying about all of this? Did you find any interesting insights in that summary?
The analyst report definitely echoes the positive sentiment.
Okay.
But adds some intriguing nuances. They highlight Shopify Flow, for example. It's a powerful automation tool that allows merchants to create custom workflows.
Okay.
Think of it as a personalized robot assistant for your business. This level of customization is usually only found in high-end enterprise software, and Shopify is making it accessible to everyone.
Okay, so they're innovating and automating like crazy.
Yeah.
But the analyst also points out that Shopify is no longer just for small startups.
Right.
They're attracting some huge e-brands, Reebok, Off-White, even Lionsgate Entertainment.
Mm.
Is this a sign they're ready to take on the big enterprise platforms head-to-head?
It's a bold move.
Okay.
And the analyst seems cautiously optimistic. Shopify's agility and speed are definitely differentiators in a market dominated by slow-moving giants, but enterprise sales cycles are notoriously long, and it's still early to say if they can truly disrupt this space. We'll need to keep an eye on their enterprise strategy in the coming quarters.
Now, you know, I can't resist a good earnings call transcript.
Yeah.
It's like getting a peek behind the curtain at how the company thinks.
Yeah.
What nuggets of wisdom did you extract from that fire hose of information?
The earnings call provided some interesting color on their international growth. They specifically mentioned the Netherlands as a standout performer in Europe.
The Netherlands. That's not usually the first market that comes to mind when you think of e-commerce powerhouses. What's driving their success there?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the call didn't delve into the specifics of the Dutch market.
Okay.
However, they did emphasize their commitment to tailoring their platform to local needs and regulations, which is likely contributing to their success in diverse regions.
Makes sense. Global expansion isn't just about translating your website. It's about understanding local nuances and building trust with merchants in each market.
Now let's talk about the elephant in the room. Margins.
Okay.
The earnings call revealed some pressure on their gross margins.
Uh-huh.
primarily due to the mix shift towards payments. Payment processing is a notoriously competitive space, so lower margins are to be expected.
Okay.
However, they also pointed to lower non-cash revenue from certain partnerships that have fully amortized.
Okay, so the payment margin pressure makes sense. But I'm curious about those partnerships. Did they elaborate on which partnerships they're referring to and what the impact will be going forward?
Unfortunately, they didn't provide specifics on those partnerships. It's something to watch in future earnings reports to see if this becomes a recurring trend or just a temporary blip.
All right, so we've got the press release, the analyst summary, and now the earnings call. Anything else before we move on?
There is one final point that piqued my interest.
Okay.
An analyst asked about the changing landscape of online search and the rise of short-form video content like YouTube Shorts and TikTok.
Right.
This is a hot topic right now with AI transforming search and these platforms becoming major drivers of product discovery.
I was just thinking about that. How is Shopify adapting to these shifts? Are they going to become the e-commerce platform for TikTok influencers?
Well, they didn't announce any TikTok-specific plans. But the president of Shopify emphasized their commitment to commerce everywhere. They're actively working to ensure their merchants are present on all the emerging platforms where consumers are discovering new brands.
So they're not putting all their eggs in one basket. They're building a platform that can adapt to whatever the future of online shopping looks like.
Exactly. It's about creating a seamless experience for merchants, allowing them to sell wherever their customers are, whether that's on a traditional website, a social media platform, or even in the metaverse.
Wow, the metaverse. Now that's something I'd love to unpack further. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's take a break and then we'll come back and dive deeper into Shopify's product strategy and their ambitions in the enterprise market. Don't go anywhere.
Sounds good. Welcome back. We were just discussing how Shopify is embracing this commerce everywhere strategy.
Right.
And that brings us to one of their core products, Shopify Payments.
Okay.
It's not just a convenient way for merchants to accept payments.
Yeah.
It's a strategic gateway to a whole suite of their most powerful features.
I've noticed that it seems like a lot of their coolest features, like the shop app and those advanced automation tools, are only available to merchants using Shopify Payments.
Exactly.
It's like a VIP club.
Precisely. And this strategy seems to be working. Their payment penetration rate keeps climbing, hitting 62% in Q3.
Wow.
That's a significant portion of their total GMV flowing through Shopify Payments,
right,
which gives them valuable insights into transaction data and merchant behavior.
Speaking of the shop app, the earnings call and transcript mentioned some interesting enhancements.
Yeah.
They're talking about transforming it from a simple shopping app into a full-blown brand-building platform. Is this the future of personalized shopping?
They're definitely pushing in that direction.
Yeah.
They launched a new merchant-focused home feed powered by machine learning.
Right.
And it's driving a huge increase in buyer engagement.
Interesting.
Think about it. Instead of just browsing a generic catalog, you're presented with a curated selection of products and brands tailored to your interests and past purchases.
It's like having a personal shopping assistant in your pocket.
Right.
That's a powerful way to build brand loyalty and keep customers coming back for more.
And it creates a virtuous cycle as more merchants adopt Shopify Payments and integrate with the Shop app.
Right.
The platform gathers more data, which allows them to further refine their algorithms and provide even more personalized recommendations.
Okay, let's shift gears and talk about their push into the enterprise market.
Sure.
Using their commerce components offering.
That's unheard of in the enterprise world.
Yeah.
It usually takes months, if not years, to implement those massive systems. How are they pulling that off?
It's a combination of factors. Their platform is designed for speed and agility. They've streamlined their implementation process, and they've invested heavily in tools that make it easy for businesses to migrate their data from existing systems. Remember that 44,000 SKUs migrated in under 3 minutes. That's the kind of speed and efficiency that's winning over enterprise clients.
So they're not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. But the analyst also cautioned that enterprise is a long game.
Right.
And it's still early days for Shopify in this market. What are some of the challenges they're likely to face as they try to scale their enterprise business?
One challenge is the longer sales cycles.
Okay.
Associated with enterprise deals, these deals can take 6 to 12 months or even longer to close and implement. It's a different beast than selling to small businesses.
Huh.
And it requires a dedicated sales team and a deep understanding of the complexities of enterprise procurement.
It's not just about having a great product. It's about building relationships,
right?
Navigating internal politics and proving that you can deliver on your promises. It's a whole different ballgame.
Another challenge is the perception
that
Shopify is still primarily a platform for small and medium-sized businesses. They need to overcome this perception and convince large enterprises that they have the scalability, security, and support to meet their needs.
It's a bit of a branding challenge. They've built such a strong reputation in the SMB space.
Yeah.
But they need to tell a different story to enterprise clients.
And they're highlighting their success stories with large brands, investing in enterprise-specific marketing materials, and building out their partner ecosystem to offer specialized services to enterprise clients.
Okay, so they're aware of the challenges, and they're taking steps to address them. But what about the opportunities? Where does the analyst see the biggest potential for growth in their enterprise business?
The analyst believes that Shopify's modular approach, particularly their commerce components offering, could be a game changer. This approach allows enterprises to pick and choose the specific components they need and integrate them seamlessly with their existing systems.
So it's a more flexible and customizable approach than the traditional all-in-one enterprise platforms, which can be rigid and difficult to integrate.
Exactly. It gives enterprises the freedom to build a best-of-breed solution that meets their unique needs without being locked into a single vendor. And it allows Shopify to target a wider range of enterprise clients, including those who might not be ready to fully migrate to their platform.
It's a smart strategy, and it plays to their strengths as an agile and innovative company. But let's not forget about the small and medium-sized businesses that make up the core of their customer base. What's Shopify doing to continue serving this segment as they push upmarket?
They're very aware that their success is built on the backs of small businesses, and they're committed to continuing to provide them with the tools and support they need to thrive.
But are they spreading themselves too thin? Can they really be everything to everyone?
That's the tightrope they're walking, but they're investing heavily in R&D. They're building out their partner ecosystem.
Right.
And they're constantly listening to their merchants to ensure they're meeting their evolving needs.
Okay, so they're juggling a lot of balls right now.
Yeah.
But they seem to be doing a good job at keeping them all in the air.
They're definitely a company to watch.
Okay.
Their ambition, their innovation, and their focus on merchant success makes them a force to be reckoned with in the e-commerce landscape.
All right. We've covered a lot of ground on their product strategy and their enterprise ambitions. Now let's dive into that earnings call transcript and see what else we can glean from their discussion with analysts.
Let's do it. The transcript often reveals nuances and details that aren't captured in the press release or the analyst summary.
One thing that jumped out at me was their discussion of the system of record concept.
Yeah.
They seem to envision Shopify as more than just an e-commerce platform. They want it to be the central hub for all aspects of a business's operations. But what does that actually mean in practice?
Think of it like this. You are running a busy restaurant.
Okay.
You have systems for taking orders, managing inventory, tracking your finances, and handling reservations. What Shopify wants to do is become the central system that connects all these different parts of your business, making it easier for you to manage everything in one place.
So instead of having separate systems for everything, Shopify becomes the single source of truth for all of your business data.
Huh?
That's a pretty ambitious goal.
Yeah. It is, but they're already laying the groundwork with products like Shopify Finance, which offers things like capital loans, business bank accounts, and bill pay services, all integrated within the Shopify platform.
So they're not just helping businesses sell products online, they're helping them manage their entire business.
Mm.
It's a pretty compelling value proposition.
And it creates a powerful network effect as more businesses adopt Shopify as their system of record.
Right.
They're more likely to use other Shopify products and services, which further strengthens the platform and its ecosystem.
Okay, so they're building this comprehensive platform. They're expanding internationally. They're making a push into the enterprise market.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take on. What did the earnings call reveal about their priorities and their outlook for the future?
They emphasize their commitment to long-term growth and innovation.
Okay.
And they made it clear that they're willing to invest heavily to achieve their ambitious goals. They're not afraid to experiment and take risks.
Right.
Which is what's allowed them to stay ahead of the curve in such a dynamic industry.
They also talk about their focus on building a diverse and inclusive workplace, which is becoming increasingly important for attracting and retaining top talent in the tech industry.
That's right. They're taking a holistic approach to building a sustainable business.
Okay.
And they understand that their success depends on creating a positive impact on their employees, their merchants, and the wider community.
Okay, before we move on to the press release, I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier about those lower non-cash revenues from certain partnerships. Did the earnings call shed any light on what those partnerships were or what the impact might be going forward?
Unfortunately, they didn't provide any specifics on those partnerships during the call. It's something we'll need to keep an eye on in future earnings reports
Okay.
to see if this becomes a recurring trend or just a temporary blip. It's possible that these partnerships have simply run their course, or it could be a sign of a shift in their strategic priorities.
It's definitely a detail worth noting. All right, let's move on to that press release and see how they've chosen to frame their Q3 performance and their outlook for the future.
The press release is always a good barometer of their key messaging and their priorities. Let's see what they've chosen to highlight.
The press release opens with a bold statement: Shopify powers another quarter of strong growth, delivering for merchants worldwide.
Okay.
They're clearly confident about their performance and their ability to continue delivering value to their merchants.
And they back up that confidence with some impressive numbers.
Yeah.
They highlight their 26% revenue growth, their expanding free cash flow margins, and their continued strength in key areas like international expansion and their offline point of sale business.
They also emphasize their focus on powering commerce anywhere, anytime, which reinforces their commitment to being wherever the customers are, whether that's online, offline, or on emerging platforms like social media and the metaverse.
It's a consistent message, and it's clearly resonating with merchants. They're positioning themselves as the platform that can help businesses navigate the increasingly complex world of commerce and reach customers wherever they are.
They also highlight a key statistic. Their revenue growth for Q3 accelerated to 26%, marking their sixth consecutive quarter of greater than 25% revenue growth, excluding logistics.
Wow.
That's incredible consistency, especially considering the broader economic uncertainty we've seen this year.
It's a testament to their ability to execute and adapt to changing market dynamics. They're not just riding a wave, they're creating their own momentum by constantly innovating, expanding into new markets, and building a loyal merchant base.
The press release also delves into some of the specific factors driving their success,
Okay.
including strong growth in their merchant base, particularly internationally, and the continued success of their offline point of sale business.
Right.
It's a familiar story, but it's worth emphasizing the consistency of their growth across multiple segments.
Absolutely. It speaks to the robustness of their platform and the broad appeal of their value proposition. They're not just a niche player,
Right.
they're becoming a fundamental part of the commerce landscape, serving businesses of all sizes across all industries and in all corners of the world.
I'm also noticing that the press release dedicates a section to their international growth. They specifically highlight the strong performance of European GMV, which grew greater than 35% year over year.
Interesting.
It suggests that they see this market as a key growth driver, and they're clearly pleased with the traction they're gaining there.
Yeah.
They even mentioned that the Netherlands is a standout performer, delivering incremental GMV that outpaced France and was second only to the UK and Germany in terms of growth. It seems like they're building a strong foundation in Europe, and they're well positioned to continue expanding their presence in this key market.
And their success in Europe is particularly notable because it's a mature e-commerce market. With well-established competitors, their ability to gain market share in such a competitive environment is a testament to the strength of your platform and their ability to adapt to local needs and regulations.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground on their financial performance and strategic initiatives. But what about their outlook for the future? What does the press release say about their expectations for Q4 and beyond?
Let's take a look. Ah, here we go.
Okay.
They've provided some guidance for Q4 2024.
Okay.
They expect revenues to grow at a mid to high 20s percentage rate year over year,
Okay.
which is slightly lower than their Q3 growth rate, but still very healthy.
So they're anticipating continued strong growth, but they're acknowledging that the pace may moderate slightly.
Yeah.
That's probably a realistic expectation. Given the law of large numbers, it's harder to maintain those high growth rates as you get bigger.
Right.
But they're still projecting impressive growth.
Precisely. And it's worth noting that even a mid-20s growth rate would put them ahead of most of their competitors in the e-commerce space.
They also expect gross profit dollars to grow at a similar rate to Q3, which suggests they're not anticipating any major margin improvements in the near term.
That's consistent with what the CFO discussed during the earnings call.
Right.
They're still facing some margin pressure from the mix shift towards payments
Right.
and the lower non-cash revenue, but they're also investing heavily in growth initiatives,
Okay.
which is putting some pressure on their margins in the short term.
It's a balancing act. They need to invest in growth to maintain their momentum,
Yeah.
but they also need to keep an eye on profitability.
And they seem to be striking that balance effectively.
Okay.
They're not sacrificing profitability for growth, but they're also not afraid to invest in the future.
And finally, they expect their free cash flow margin for Q4 to be similar to Q4 2023, which was 21%. That would represent a slight improvement from Q3 and would demonstrate their continued commitment to generating strong cash flow.
It's a sign of a healthy business. Strong cash flow gives them the flexibility to continue investing in growth, potentially buy back stock, make strategic acquisitions, or simply weather any economic storms that might come their way.
All right, we've now dissected the press release, and it aligns nicely with what we've learned from the earnings call transcript. And the analyst summary, Shopify is firing on all cylinders, experiencing robust growth across multiple segments, and executing on their ambitious vision for the future of commerce.
Couldn't agree more. They're a company to watch, and I'm excited to see what they do next.
We've covered a lot of ground with these Shopify earnings. Their financials are impressive, their global expansion is aggressive, and their enterprise push is turning heads. But one document you sent over keeps nagging at me. A press release announcing some big changes to their Shopify Plus platform.
It's not just tweaks, it's a signal of how they're approaching the higher end of the market.
Oh.
This release focuses on speed and customization, two things enterprises crave.
Okay, so break it down for me.
Right.
What are the headline changes, and why should a big company care?
First, they're making data migration ridiculously easy. They've got case studies of brands moving tens of thousands of SKUs in minutes, not hours or days like it used to be.
Right.
This is key because for a huge company, switching platforms is a logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
Shopify is removing that barrier.
That's smart. Time is money,
You're
especially for
right.
those big players.
Yeah.
What else is in this release?
The second big change is their focus on what they call commerce components. Think of it like Lego blocks for building your online business.
Okay.
Instead of Shopify forcing a one-size-fits-all solution, enterprises can pick and choose the exact features they need.
So a company could use Shopify's checkout system, but keep their existing inventory management software, for example.
Exactly. It's about flexibility and integration, not forcing everyone into the Shopify box.
Right.
This appeals to brands that already have complex systems in place and don't want to rip and replace everything.
This seems like a direct challenge to the old guard of enterprise e-commerce platforms.
Yeah.
Are they actually winning deals this way?
The press release highlights a few wins, but it's still early days. What's interesting is the type of brands they're attracting: fashion, beauty, entertainment. These are industries known for being tech-savvy and demanding.
Okay, so they're making bold moves, but what does the analyst summary say about their chances of success?
The analyst is cautiously optimistic.
Okay.
They point out that Shopify's speed and flexibility are key advantages in a market that's been slow to innovate,
Right.
but they also caution that enterprise sales cycles are long and building trust with big companies takes time.
It's not just about having the best tech. It's about proving you can handle the scale and complexity of those massive businesses.
Precisely. The analysts believe Shopify needs to invest heavily in building relationships with key decision makers and demonstrating their ability to deliver on their promises.
All right, let's shift gears and talk about the earnings call transcript. Did you find any insights there that shed light on their long-term vision for Shopify Plus?
What stood out to me was their emphasis on the system of record concept, even for their enterprise clients.
We touched on this earlier,
Yeah.
but can you remind me what system of record means in this context?
You can think of it as the single source of truth for all of a business's operations.
Okay.
Instead of having separate systems for inventory, customer data, financials, and so on, Shopify wants to be the central hub where everything is integrated and managed.
So it's like they're aiming to be the operating system for commerce, not just a piece of software.
Exactly. And this vision extends to their enterprise offerings. They believe that even large companies can benefit from having a single unified platform for managing their entire business.
That's a bold vision, especially when you consider the complex systems that many enterprises already have in place.
Right.
How are they going to convince those companies to rip and replace their existing infrastructure with Shopify?
They're not necessarily asking them to do that. Their commerce components approach allows for a more gradual transition.
Okay.
Companies can start by using Shopify for specific functions like checkout or online store management, and then gradually integrate more components over time.
So it's a more flexible and iterative approach, which is probably more appealing to large companies that are hesitant to make a big bang switch.
Right. And as those companies become more comfortable with Shopify and see the benefits of having a unified platform, they may be more willing to adopt more components and eventually move their entire business onto Shopify.
It's a long game, but it's a smart strategy.
It is.
It allows them to get their foot in the door with large enterprises and then gradually expand their presence over time.
And as they build out their enterprise offerings and gain more experience working with large companies, they'll be in a stronger position to challenge the established players and become the dominant force in enterprise e-commerce.
All right, we've explored Shopify's financials, their product strategy, their global expansion, and their ambitions in the enterprise market. What's your overall takeaway from all of this?
What strikes me is their ambition. They're not content with being just another e-commerce platform. They want to revolutionize the way commerce is done, from the smallest online store to the largest global enterprise.
And they're backing up that ambition with a relentless focus on innovation, execution, and customer success. They're constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible in e-commerce, and they're doing it with a genuine desire to empower businesses of all sizes to succeed.
It's an exciting company to watch. Their success is a testament to the power of entrepreneurship, innovation, and a relentless focus on the customer. And their future is full of possibilities.
Well, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into Shopify's Q3 earnings. I hope you found this exploration as fascinating as we did. It's always a thrill to peek behind the curtain of a company that's shaping the future of commerce.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.